ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So before I begin, there's two verses here. Are you going to, do you usually do both of them if you have that? Do you scroll down and do both verses or just one? Just the first one. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. On this 15th day of June, 2019, in Los Angeles, a reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We are in the first canon, creation, 15th chapter, The Pandavas Retire Timely. Text 47 and 48. We'll just chant 47 together. Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekantam hatayogatim Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekanta matayogatim Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekanta matayogatim Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Shuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekanta matayogatim Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekanta matayogatim Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Kandam. Ladies. Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekanta matayogatim Tadhyano drikteya bhaktya Vishuddha dishanapare Tasmin narayana pade Ekanta matayogatim Then atat wait, should I read the next one? Okay, I'll do the next one myself. Avapur duravapang te asad bi vishayatma bi Vidhuta kalmashastanam vidajenatmanayavahi. Now read all the synonyms. Okay. Responsibly. Tat. That. Dhyana. Positive meditation. Udriktaya. Being freed from. Bhaktya. By a devotional attitude. Vishuddha. Purified. Dishanaha. By intelligence. Pare, unto the transcendence. Tasmin, in that. Narayana, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Pare, unto the lotus feet. Ekanta matayaha, of those who are fixed in the Supreme, who is one. Gatim, destination. Avapahu, attained. Duravapam, very difficult to obtain. Te by them. Asadbihi by the materialists. Vishaya Atmabihi absorbed in material needs. Vidhuta washed off. Kalmashaha material contaminations. Stanam abode. Vidajena without material passion. Atmana eva by the self same body. He certainly. Translation. Thus, by pure consciousness, due to constant devotional remembrance, they attained the spiritual sky, which is ruled over by the Supreme Narayan, Lord Krishna. This is attained only by those who meditate upon the one Supreme Lord without deviation. This abode of the Lord, Sri Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, cannot be attained by persons who are absorbed in the material conception of life. But the Pandavas, being completely washed of all material contamination, attain that abode in their very same bodies. I'm just kidding. Do we responsibly? Should I go on? Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, a person freed from the three modes of material qualities, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance, and situated in transcendence, can reach the highest perfection of life without change of body. Srila Sanatan Goswami, in his Hari Bhakti Vilas, says that a person, whatever he may be, can attain the perfection of a twice-born Brahman by undergoing the spiritual disciplinary actions under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, exactly as a chemist can turn gunmetal into gold by chemical manipulation. It is therefore the actual guidance that matters in the process of becoming a Brahman, even without change of body, or in going back to Godhead without change of body. Srila Jiva Goswami remarks that the word he used in this connection positively affirms this truth, and there is no doubt about this factual position. The Bhagavad Gita 14:26 also affirms this statement of Srila Jiva Goswami. When the Lord says that anyone who executes devotional service systematically without deviation can attain the perfection of Brahman by surpassing the contamination of the three modes of material nature, and when the Brahman perfection is still more advanced by the self-same execution of devotional service, there is no doubt at all that one can attain the supreme spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, without change of body, as we have already discussed in connection with the Lord's returning to his abode without a change of body. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyanandana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilatam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master Srila Prabhupada opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisance unto him and to all members of Sri Parampara. So this is very kind of moving section of the Srimad Bhagavatam in one sense. You may recall we heard Arjuna's lament. He came back to Hastinapur after a long time and his face was dejected and it looked like something awful had happened. And Yudhishthira had all this speculation of what must have happened. And of course what happened is that Arjuna understood that Krishna had left the planet and that the Yadus had self-destructed and that whole thing. Hold the mic. Okay. Hare Krishna. So, that lament of Arjuna was just heartrending. He says, I am the same Arjuna, I have the same bow, you know, and yet even though I was so invincible on the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna had empowered me to overcome these incredible, powerful warriors, still, since he left, I couldn't even defeat these cowherds who were protecting Krishna's queens, you know. And he goes on like that, and it's deep, heartrending, song of separation, really. And the response of Yudhishthira, if you recall, was to suddenly realize, oh, now it's time to start our Mahaprastan. Now this, you probably forget this word, way back in chapter 12 of this canto, there was a little biography of Arjuna. And Prabhupada would give little biographies of important persons. So this is the one for Arjuna. And Prabhupada mentions the Mahaprastan. And the Mahapastan actually means the great departure. And in this is the context. So this is referring to Arjuna. At last, advised by Vyasadeva, all the brothers began their Mahaprastan. Prabhupada doesn't explain what it is here. On the way, at the request of his brother, this is Arjuna, he gave up all important weapons as useless, and he dropped them all in the water. Now, previously it describes how he's given this weapon by Shiva, and this weapon by Indra, and he had all these weapons which he used on the Battle of Kurukshetra. He conquered everybody. So he's seeing that this is now a different phase of my life. He just gives up all his weapons. As we'll see, Yudhishthira, he changes his dress, he stops listening to anybody, right? And he just ignores his wife, Draupadi, and just starts walking to the north. And all of the brothers, the other members of the Pandavas, they do the same thing. So this is referred to back in text 21 of chapter 12. Now, for a long time, nobody knew what this Mahaprasthan was, except Srila Prabhupada. He had written that in his original Bhagavatam. And his wording was such, I'll give you an example here. This is what Prabhupada wrote originally in his original Bhagavatams. At last, this is the same passage, at last, advised by Vyasadeva, all the brothers went for Mahaprasthan, capital M, Mahaprasthan, and on the way by request of his brothers, he said. Now, for decades, we thought, as the first editor had no idea what this was, Mahaprasthan. He thought it was a place. And so, we had this wording here that, how's it go here? Yes. At last, advised by Vyasadeva, all the brothers headed for Mahaprasthan. You see the difference? As a place. So, but a few years ago, one of our Sanskritists said, wait a minute, Mahaprasthan means this and that. And so we made it Mahaprasthan. And it's very dramatic. Because actually all of us, at one point, have this departure. We have this great departure. But this Mahaprasthan specifically means what you're going to read about here in the coming verses of the Bhagavatam class. And that is all of them just going to the north and giving up their identity as kings and kshatriyas and recognizing, as we heard from in the previous verses. You remember back in text 40, 41, how Yudhishthira amalgamated the different aspects of his physical and mental body into the previous versions. He reversed the process of creation practically. This is mentioned in the second canon also. At the beginning, when Sugadeva Goswami describes the process of meditation to Parikkhit, you'll read that. Now, who can understand that? How you can merge the gross body, the gross senses and elements into the subtle, and the subtle into the mahatattva, and so forth like that. It's very mysterious. Prabhupada has some explanation in the purports to make it clear, but it's still, who can conceive of how that's really happening? Because the end result of the whole thing is that they went back to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, in their very same bodies. Now, I remember Prabhupada talking about that many, 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 many years ago in his lectures, you know, he goes, and I never could understand it until this. I don't understand how that could be. But I think theoretically anyway, we understand that the body, just like anything material, like this building, for instance, this building is a temple. Now, of course, it was built as a church, but it's made out of material elements. And when it was taken over by ISKCON, and every part of it was used for the service of Krishna, then it becomes a sacred thing. It becomes spiritualized, just like the deities. They originally, you know, wood or stone or whatever, but due to the carving and due to the installation of the deity and due to the worship that they undergo, they can interact with you completely spiritually, just like Krishna can. And we have this confirmation in these wonderful stories of Shakshi Gopal, Chirachara Gopinath, or who is it, whose son was offering, I forget his name. Who is it? Yeah, Raghunatha. And the father told the son to offer the deity the food and make sure they eat it. And so he's offering and he says, well, you're not eating. And so the deity actually ate the offering and disappeared from the plate. So this is in relation to what I think is being described here, how if you become extremely pure, you burn off any tinge of the material elements in your gross and subtle body, and you're wholly and solely absorbed in service to Krishna, then you can go in the very safe, self-same body, because you understand and you're completely absorbed in that body that you're using to serve Krishna, that Siddha Swarup, or that Swarup Siddhi. That's described in the 8th chapter of the Madhya Lila, of these talks between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. So of course this is an amazing pastime, you know, the glories of the Pandavas and how intimate servants they were of Krishna. And they were always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But there comes a time when that's all you want to do. Just like I remember reading about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an eternal associate of the Lord. And he came down and he simultaneously had his household life with so many children. Of course, the prime child was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But at the same time, he was a minister. He was doing all these jobs and writing all these books, on pure devotion, which is, you know, inspired Bhaktisiddhanta. I mean, it's a very essential element, part of our parampara, obviously. But in the final stage, he took Babaji. And then for years it describes he was just completely absorbed in his internal relationship with Krishna. You see? So there's that different stage. Now Srila Prabhupada, he showed us when he came, he was always on the perfected stage. And he would even say, I'm not really here on the 26th Second Avenue. You know, I'm in Vrindavan. I'm eternally in Vrindavan. And then you had this thing, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. They can create the Vrindavan mood. How did this temple become a temple? How did this building become a temple? By Prabhupada's effort, by him coming here, installing the deities and preaching and training so many devotees right here in this temple. And so it became spiritualized, just as our own bodies become spiritualized, the more that we only engage in devotional service, which is the standard. So you see here the extreme limit of that. Especially the person of Yudhishthira is being described, but all of the Pandavas actually achieve that as they go to the north. Now, what that going to the north really means is giving up, cutting off all the ties, you know, the family ties, the sense of myself as a king, and all of these designations, which he was using to serve Krishna. But when Krishna went back, is a whole different phase entered. And he was simply in that stage of complete absorption and extreme austerity. You can imagine just walking, you know. Didn't describe they stopped for lunch, you know, and try to find out where they're going to sleep. They just walked, and suddenly they started dropping off, you know. They walk into the Himalayas, and then they, one by one they dropped off. Although it does say that they all entered into this Goloka Vrindavan in their spiritual body. So there's a lot of mystery to it. But what is the lesson for us? And that is that gradually or quickly, however we can manage it, we need to, let's say, sublimate our attachments for this world into attachment for Krishna. And the perfection of Krishna consciousness is when it's 100%. When every moment, there's a beautiful verse in the 11th canto, which is not so well known. This is in the teachings of the 9 Yogendras. And it's kind of an expanded version of Yat Karoshi, Yat Ashnasi, Yat Jahosi, Yat Asiya. This is the first Yogendra. He's describing how to transcend fear, Bhayam Dujjada Beshi Daksyan. And here he gives the formula. How you can live completely free of fear. Kayena vacha manasindriyava buddhyatmanava nusatasubhava kadoti yad yad sakalam padasmai narayanaya iti samarpayetat. Whatever one does, moment to moment, with your body, kayena, vacha, your words, with your mind, with your intelligence, with yourself, with all of these elements that you've been given, your senses and so forth, indriya, whatever you do, yad yad karoti, sakalam, you are conscious, you think, this is an offering to Narayan, this is an offering to Krishna. Now this was what Srila Prabhupada did when he set up ISKCON. He set up the institution and gradually developed it so that there's a field, there's an opportunity for sincere people to come, be purified, and then have engagements to do for Krishna. It doesn't matter what it is. He would often say, you, the sweeper of the temple and those who are dressing the deity are on the same level. It's just a question of consciousness. If they're both feeling, I'm doing this as an offering for Krishna. I remember back in Henry Street, I was a new devotee. I wasn't initiated. And we used to have this mini maha cleanup every morning. We had so many devotees that each one could take, you know, you take the stairs, you take the, you know, like this. And so every morning it was really nice. So my duty that week or something was mopping the temple room floor, which meant getting on your hands and knees with a wet cloth and you know, going around the whole temple. So I'm you know, Bak Tom, whatever, and said, this is great. There's Radha Govinda, you know, watching, and I'm cleaning their floor because I was in a lot of ignorance. But it just felt like it was the right thing to do. And meanwhile, that first album was going, Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya, where we play Govindam song, that album they made in England. So the idea is that no matter what we're doing, where we're doing it, you know, we're out on the street preaching or, you know, cooking, whatever it may be, we should feel, oh, this is an offering for Krishna. And full remembrance of Krishna and Radharani and Srila Prabhupada and everyone while you're doing that. As if you were standing before them offering, you know, Prabhupada a flower, right? Well, this is obviously an offering to Prabhupada. At every breath, one should feel, oh, this is, I'm walking from here to there. I'm doing it because I'm, you know, I have to take a shower to become clean. I can go worship the deities. Okay, this is also an offering to Krishna. That consciousness of remembrance. So that means that all of the confusion and obfuscation of our original consciousness, which is due to being absorbed in the three modes of nature and attached to things and trying to enjoy them and compete with Krishna, that's no longer there. That's been left behind. Just as Yudhishthira leaves his kingdom behind, he leaves his royal dress behind, he leaves all the accoutrements behind, and especially he leaves the consciousness behind. And what's left? What's left is a pure Krishna consciousness. Is that a complete absorption in relation with Krishna. And then this extremely austere practice of just walking to your drop, you know, going toward the Himalayas. And all of the Pandavas, they follow his lead, obviously. And they all attain the same result. So, quickly, just a couple of verses Prabhupada quotes here. The first one is the famous verse, what is it? Yata kanchanatam yati, which is that anyone... Just as, Prabhupada says a chemist here, but an alchemist can take gun metal, Prabhupada says sometimes, or bell metal, and by an alchemical process, turn it into gold. Similarly, any living entity, or any human being, say, from any station in life, can be purified by the process of training and instruction and surrender and Krishna, and become a qualified Brahman. This is revolutionary. This is a part of Lord Chaitanya's revolution. I mean, it's there in the Bhagavatam. Kirato hunanda pulinda pulkashaha birashamba yavanakasarya. Yenye yapapa yadapashayashaya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Shukadeva's wonderful prayers before he begins speaking Bhagavatam in the second canto. This is the one most often quoted by Prabhupada because he's living it. He's proving it. This is a list of outcasts, those who are outside the Vedic culture. Kirato Hunanda, the Huns, I think the Germans, the Khasas, I guess the Chinese. And I remember we used to put the Vyasa Puja book out, whatever you say, don't say it's from China. You know, it's undercover. We put Khasadesh. Remember all the years with Khasadesh. Then one year, a few years ago, they wrote me, okay, now, we're out here, put it China. We're China, you know, China. Still doing China. But there are, you know, all of these people outside the Vedic paradigm, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you're from or what you've done, jagai, madai, everything, you know, is that if you surrender to the bona fide spiritual master, if you follow the process given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, you will become purified and you'll be qualified to do everything that a born Brahman who's genuinely a Brahman can do. This is the basis of this whole movement. This was what Lord Chaitanya said in every town and village of the earth. It wasn't believed in India. How could that be? They're unqualified. And then Prabhupada's God brothers were sent at great effort. Bhakti said, I had such high hopes for them. He sent them to England, all full backing of financial backing. One of Prabhupada's God brothers wrote a special book about Lord Chaitanya, very nice English. He was an English professor, just to, so they could give, you know. They weren't successful because they didn't have this idea of approaching the lowest. In other words, Prabhupada went into the Bowery. He went into the Lower East Side with the hippies. You know, he also tried to get support from India, from his God brothers and from wealth. And you know, that's history. No one wanted to help. They said it's impossible, can't get the money out of India, whatever it was. So Prabhupada didn't give up. This is why he'll be glorified for the rest of 10,000 years, as long as there's memory. Because he risked his life, literally. I've been rereading that Lilamrita, such wonderful details. On the boat, and then afterward, he's jumping up and dancing, and then he had this heart attack and everything. Just for us. Just so that a few Kiratas, Huranas, Pulinda, Pukisha, namely ourselves, could become purified and fulfill Lord Chaitanya's and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's wish. This is the legacy we have. So it's incumbent upon us to keep that purity, because it's not a given. If we don't are strict in our sadhana, and we don't daily renew our faith and nourish it by association, then the modes of nature are so powerful in this Kali Yuga. I mean, it seems like they become much more so since we've been on the planet. I don't remember things this horrific when I was, a kid. The internet, it gives everybody an opportunity for immediate degradation. You just press a button, starting when you're 8 years old. I mean, anyway, of course it can be used and is used for spreading Krishna consciousness very wonderfully. But the point is that we have to sustain our determination. Utsaha, nishtaya, dharya, enthusiasm, patience, determination, tat-tat karma bhavartana, and following all the prescribed activities of devotional service, and giving up the association of non-devotees, which is a sure means of contamination, and associating with devotees, and following the footsteps of the great acharyas. So the formula has been given. There's no lack of knowledge. We're inundated with it. Srila Prabhupada's books are there, and his lectures, everything. So we have this wonderful example, and this all this facility, everything. Let's take advantage of it. And I wanted to leave some time for questions, and also I prepared a special PowerPoint of glorification of Srila Prabhupada that we maybe can sing together. I'll quote this one verse Prabhupada would always quote about the urgency of human life. Don't waste any time. Labdva sudurlabhamidam. Anyone who knows this verse can chant along. Labdva sudurlabhamidam bahusam bhavante. Manushyam artadamanityam apiya dhira. Turnam yateta napate donamitti yavat. Nikshe saya vishaya kalusarva taksyat. So this is Krishna speaking in the 11th canto. And he says, you have attained this very rare human form of life. After many, many births coming up through the species and different human forms. Very difficult. Bohosambhavande manushyam. It's a human form, and it is artadam. Artadam, unlike all the other species, it can give the ultimate goal of life. This word arta is very important for us. It means the thing of value. Now, it also can mean money. It can mean so many things. But in this context, mostly in the Bhagavatam context, especially when it's svarta, as Prahlad says, Nate Badu Svarta Gatimi Vishnu. It means the ultimate goal of life. It means becoming Krishna conscious, becoming free from the bondage of material life, and returning back home, back to Godhead. That is the ultimate artha. And only the human life can give that. But like all forms, anitya. It's temporary. The clock is ticking. So one has to be dhira. One has to be thoughtful and self-controlled to consider what is my real duty in life, what is my real aim in life, and how can I achieve it. And so then he says, turnam yateta. Two words, very important. Quickly, strive, without delay. You remember how Krishna's Kaviraj had that dream where Balaram was coming as Nittai? Tell him, go to Vrindavan, you'll achieve everything. He woke up, started for Vrindavan. That kind of determination. Cut off everything, just started for Vrindavan. And anyone who, you know, in the old days of becoming a Hare Krishna, most of the devotees in this room, means joining the temple. You know, it means really diving in and complete immersion. You know, so that's what it takes. Immediately or eventually, it has to come. So here he's saying, tunam yateita, napateita namiti. As long as your body hasn't fallen down and died. And this very interesting word he uses, anumrityu, which means death is always following you right behind. We don't know when that'll come. I'm going on a plane across the ocean, you know. I mean, every day you hear that some plane crashed every couple of days, you know. Could be my time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. That's why we always chant on those planes, right? Don't sleep too much. So, as long as you're still alive and you have your wits about you and your senses, you know, strive for the ultimate goal. And the word he uses is nikshayasa. The word shreyas constantly comes up. Right at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjun surrenders, remember text 7, chapter 2? Karpanya dosho pahata sabhava prichami tvam dharma samudha cheta yak shreyaksyan nishtitam bruhitan me shishyastahim sharimam trampapanam. I'm completely confused. I've lost my nature as a kshatriya by this miserly weakness. I'm confused about dharma, what's the right thing to do. Now I'm surrendering to you as a disciple, no longer friend to friend. And we're not getting anywhere with that discussion. So, how can I bring about my ultimate good and the good for everybody else? Shreya. And here, shreya is the ultimate. And especially when it's nikshreya. So he says, okay, in this verse, Krishna's saying, quickly, without delay, strive for the ultimate good. Because you've experienced all these sense gratifications that you're otherwise absorbed in all these other lives. You've already been there, done that, so to speak. Don't waste your time in dabbling in that business, especially if you understand the value of human life and you come in contact with this philosophy. So it's a call to, you know, it's just like, the tamasi ma jyoti gama sato ma sadgamaya. Don't stay in the darkness, come to the light. So this was Prabhupada's call, and he showed us how you can actually do it. It wasn't some, you know, incredible state that you could never achieve. He says, yes, you chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Begin with that, and everything else will follow. He didn't say, oh no, you have to become a Brahmin first, you know. And like his godbrothers, they went to England, came back and said, no, they can't take to it. We tried, you know, and they can't take. They didn't try hard enough. They didn't have Prabhupada's compassion go down into the dregs, you know, into people. And Krishna sent him at just the right time when everybody was searching and they're blowing their minds with LSD, you know, and there are a lot of tragic stories coming from that. But there were also a lot of people who became curious about, you know, this other kind of reality, let me search. And then, you know, getting in touch with George Harrison. You can see that, you know, Krishna's arranging for Prabhupada's success. But it was like a lot of effort and a surrender, you know, that Prabhupada showed us the example. So we should take that example. Okay, any discussion on these points? The Mahaprasthan, the great departure. Go ahead. Self same body, yeah. That's what it means. Did you say Vidura? Juva. Yeah. The head of death. Yeah. I think so. Well, one of the interesting aspects here is that Dhruva went back to Vaikuntha. I mean, he went back to the special Vaikuntha planet that he had in his youth, right? But here it says they're going back to Kaloka Vrindavan. So the original, this Swarup Siddhi, your Siddha Deha, it's in there. We all have that. We Prabhupada explains, we forgot. That you know what our role is and what our form is in intimate relationship with Krishna. So that can be revived in this body, our understanding of it, and we can live in that consciousness in the perfected state, even while doing our stuff out here. And that was what, you know, Prabhupada explained. That's what he was doing, and that's what's described in the 8th chapter. But still, that means there's a you're leaving the body when you go back to Godhead. But apparently there's a state here where you can become so purified and burn up any vestige and actually spiritualize all the aspects of the material body, so that you're living in that spiritual body even when apparently in this earth. That's the way I understand. Maybe Maharaj can give us a little more insight.
In a book that I read some time ago called The Incorruptibles, it's all about numerous Catholic saints.
Wow.
Who, for example, let's take a saint that many persons know of due to the movie that had come out some time ago, Saint Bernadette. Okay, Saint Bernadette, she left her body at the age of about 35. Okay, so the body was dug up approximately 50 years later. Okay, and they dug it up. It was completely incorruptible. Mm-hmm. There was no deterioration whatsoever of the body, and she looked exactly the way she looked on the day that she had died.
Wow.
They reburied her for another 30 or 40 years. They again dug up the body, and it was completely... When I say incorruptible, you see the pictures. It's right on the back cover.
Wow.
And she does not look like a dead body.
Wow.
The point I'm trying to make is that if this can be done, one asks, how does this happen? Well, Krishna can spiritualize anything so that no material activity can affect that which he has spiritualized, because spirit is greater than matter. Mm. And so he spiritualized the body so that nothing that tried to attack the body and make it deteriorate could not succeed in this particular thing. But what you have just mentioned in the book takes it one step higher, where the body not only deteriorates and remains, but it actually keeps moving, and there's some degree of, if they want, they could talk, they could, in other words, they're completely alive, not only in the sense of that the body is alive, but in the sense that there's movement and there's still thought, and they simply, as you mentioned.
And yeah, the self-same body, it means that you're in your siddhaya, and it's evident.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's inconceivable how that works, but it...
Yeah, and this is many, not just a few Catholic saints, we're talking hundreds,
yeah,
literally hundreds, many we have heard of, and some that we have heard of did not receive that particular, if you want to call it a blessing.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about it, these bodies are, you can go to different parts of Italy or different parts of Spain, different parts of Europe, where these bodies are have been dug up and put in a casket, a glass casket, in which you can actually see the actual bodies. Some say, well, you know, they could have put some oils in the thing and preserve it and so forth. But these bodies are because they're saints, they're guarded.
Wow.
And it's not that anybody can just go over and dig it up, you know, like they do in the graveyards here.
Wow.
So,
thank you.
I just
for
that mention that. That's it.
Okay, I think we have... yes. Go ahead, Archer.
We have to be a little careful with this concept, though, because we have our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta. They were interred, if you would, we'd say samadhi. They put in samadhi. Does that mean that their body was not spiritual? No. What we should understand is that even though the body is spiritual, considered spiritual, the person is still different. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed who he was in the spiritual world. He left behind the spiritual material body, if you would, that he used while he was here, and went back to God in his original Manjari form that he mentioned in his own writings.
Yeah.
So when we see Srila Prabhupada in Goloka, eventually if we make it there, he's not going to look like we see on the Vyasasan here. We should not have that misconception. He left this body behind that is considered spiritual because it was completely absorbed in Krishna's service, but still he himself was different from that body.
Right.
So this is a
different thing we're reading about now.
Yeah, we're so attached to this, our own material bodies, that we're hoping, like the Christians do, that grandma will be there in the same body that we remembered her in, and you know, the dog will be there in the same body that we remembered him in. But it's not like that.
Yeah.
Our saints, they leave their bodies to be put in samadhi, and they themselves, in their original form, go back to Godhead. Now, you should take the time to do your presentation
okay.
now.
So we're gonna have a little glorification of Prabhupada. Some of you may have seen this before. But when I used to come up, I had more time. I was coming up for the Prabhupada Festival years ago. I would sometimes do this one or another one that we did. So this is the Prabhupada Pranamashtaka. And... it was originally written in 78, I think, by Krishna Krata Prabhu. And I put it into a little poem and prepared this for you. So if you'll join me, Can we get a drum and cartels? I'll do the cartels. No, someone can do cartels too, because I'm going to be doing this. Let's see, okay. Srila Prabhupada Pranam Ashtaka by His Grace Krishna Krata Prabhu. Okay, drummer, is there? Getting the drum ready. This can be sung to the morning melody. Since it is still the morning, we can sing in the morning melody. Okay, thank you. Sri Sri Namvandvipa. You can just sing in unison as you can. Sri Sri Namvandvipa Parapradipa Sandipyamana Satato Bhuviha Chetastamonti Hiyasya Yatnam Namamitam Sri Prabhupadandev, the transcendental lamp of Navadvip Gauranga Dev. He took with great endeavor round the world the souls to save, who long had dwelt in darkness, never chanting Krishna's name. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta. No, wait. Vasadhya Kosham Kushalam Kripalu Samlecha Vagdesha Chedadadhyam Namamitam Sri Prabhupadandevam, the sacred treasure left by Vyasa and other learned saints. He rendered into English free of speculation's taints, and thus he mercifully fulfilled Sri Saraswati's aim. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Achanyateya Paratarka Drishya Govinda Murcha Jalam Bhaskarena Advaitika Jyotakulam Jagatyam Namamitam Sri Prabhupadandevam. The brilliant sun of Lord Govinda's form is shining bright throughout this world because of his sharp logic, awesome might. The sun makes all the Maya body glowworms hide in shame. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Yasyaiva yatnena purana raja Gangamala Keshava Kelihansa
Satstotraratna Vahatiya Loke Namami Tamshi Prabhupadan Devam. The pristine Ganges of the Bhagavat flows everywhere. Because of his great effort, in that stream the sage's prayers are gems and Krishna's pastimes are swan sporting unrestrained. To Shri Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shri Radhika Krishna Pandara Vinde Sahasuritsu Shatamandireshu Aropeyadyo Marade Prithivyam Namamitam Shri Prabhupadan Devam. Ensuring that his mission's victory would be complete, he planted Sri Sri Radha Krishna's charming lotus feet in temples by the dozen and in countless hearts unchained. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Kaushalyandaryasya Sahasra Shastra Shastrati Varshai Patihanyatehi Chandakaler Moha Chamuhatena Namamitam Shri Prabhupadan Devam. The fierce and formidable army led by wicked Kali is being slain by arrow showers, volley upon volley. Those arrows are his all auspicious books of spotless fame. To Srila Prabhupada bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Nanala Sangora Sudha Prakasha Palakshito Stapita Eva Yena Krishnanu Chinta Janasangham Vriksho Namamitam Shri Prabhupadande. The Hare Krishna movements of desire tree whose fruits are all the splendid ways Lord Gaura's army wins recruits. To plant that tree upon the earth from Krishna's realm he came. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Yo nityanda jivati daivikishu nijasu shikshasu sahanugami. Kvim pambudi nanda sutashvitatma namamitam shri Prabhupadandev, an ocean of compassion he has taken shelter of. Sri Nanda's son with all his being in everlasting love. He lives on by his words whose followers with him remain. To Srila Prabhupada I bow, his glories I proclaim. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I pray that those who read this hymn which shines the brilliant light of Srila Prabhupada's renown in Kali Yuga's night will soon attain firm faith in his instructions so that they may one day join him in Goloka and there with Krishna play. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada ki jaya. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. If anyone wants this PowerPoint, I can give it to you. Just write to me at Dravida108@gmail.com.